On Tuesday's front page, more from the leaked diplomatic cables. They're long on guessing about North Korea and short on facts, even when describing what diplomats from China have to say. In the name of deficit reduction, President Obama wants to freeze salaries for federal workers. And researchers say the latest on vitamin D is enough already. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number, which means you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the leaked diplomatic cables show the world has been doing a lot of guessing about North Korea. According to the cables, not even Chinese diplomats are exactly sure what's going on there. The cables suggest that talk the North will collapse on the death of Kim Jong-il may be rooted more in hope than strategy. Similar predictions were made in 1994 when his father died. The cables also show that U.S. diplomats went looking for countries that would take Guantanamo detainees. Officials tried to resettle detainees in places where they'd be kept under close watch. Germany and several other European nations took some, but not as many as the U.S. had hoped. Times diplomatic correspondent Mark Landler says something else in the cables caught his attention.
There's an interesting disclosure involving China, which had a fairly serious standoff with Google several months ago involving Google's ability to operate in China without censorship. It turns out, according to the cables, that a senior member of the Chinese Politburo may have initiated that action against Google, responding to what he felt was his own negative portrayal on the Internet, in effect when he Googled himself. You know, there had been a widespread assumption that the Chinese government was playing a pretty direct role in this, as it does in most things involving censorship. But this is the sort of confirmation in a very vivid, firsthand way of a story that we kind of understood. And I think that's, in some ways, the key takeaway from these cables. They don't necessarily change our view or completely rearrange our view of things, but what they do is deepen and enrich our view of issues that we sort of had an understanding of in a way that's impossible to do unless you read internal documents.
Times correspondent Mark Landler. Tuesday's front page also says President Obama is calling for freezing the pay of 2 million federal employees. He said that's the first of many difficult decisions needed to cut the deficit.
The hard truth is that getting this deficit under control is going to require some broad sacrifice. And that sacrifice must be shared by the employees of the federal government. After all, small businesses and families are tightening their belts. Their government should too.
He's calling for a 2-year freeze on everyone in the government except military personnel. That would wipe out a 1.4% raise scheduled for next year and save $5 billion. Congress would have to approve it, and the president proposed it 24 hours before a scheduled meeting with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. He says he hopes the meeting will be a fresh beginning. Tuesday's front page also says two top Iranian nuclear scientists were attacked in Tehran. Motorcyclists attached bombs to their cars and detonated them from a distance. One scientist was killed, the other was injured. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad immediately accused the U.S. and Israel of trying to disrupt Iran's nuclear program. New research on vitamin D. The bottom line is most people get plenty of vitamin D from what they eat and from the sun. The independent nonprofit Institute of Medicine says vitamin D supplements, far from preventing disease, can be risky. The Institute reached its conclusions after spending 18 months reviewing nearly 10,000 publications on the health effects of calcium and vitamin D. A mystery in Brooklyn, why are the bees turning red? Beekeeper Therese Mayo raised them in hives. Lately, they've been coming home with strange stripes of color. Their stomachs were bright red, and so were the honeycombs. It turns out they were drinking maraschino cherry juice. The sweet, sticky stuff was sloshing around in vats at a company that manufactures it not far from where Ms. Mayo lives. The juice makers weren't any happier about the bees than she was. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Sync connects to most Bluetooth-enabled phones and then listens to the sound of your voice. So just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, magazine executive Kathleen Black cleared the final hurdle to become schools chancellor here in New York City. State Education Commissioner David Steiner approved a waiver she needs to take the job. Steiner said her lack of experience in education would be offset by a chief academic officer who'll work with her. The city agreed to create that post after Dr. Steiner expressed doubts about her readiness last week. Tuesday's Business Day section says prosecutors are far from finished with the latest round of insider trading investigations. They've wiretapped at least seven people in their investigation of corporate executives and financial analysts. Prosecutors say the people they've wiretapped are secretly trading information. Last week, a judge upheld wiretaps in one case. People close to the investigation say that means more cases based on the wiretaps are likely. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.